Welcome to HonestlyContendingForTheFaith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today we're going to be getting into one of what we have chosen to call salvation briefs. And what they are is brief presentation of a gospel that usually will last somewhere between 7 and 12 minutes. The title of today's presentation is Where To? Hell or Heaven? Friend, have you ever stopped to consider the questions? Is this life all that there is? Then is there no more? If I die today, what will my end be? Do I cease to exist after death? These are the most important questions you will ever ask. The answers to them will determine your eternal destiny. God teaches us through the Bible that death is nothing more than a change of state for all of us. At death, we exchange a temporary body for an eternal body. This eternal body will either stay forever in hell or forever in heaven. Hell is a place of burning fire and never-ending torment. Heaven is a place of never-ending joy and bliss, where there will be no more sorrow, no more pain, and no more death. If you were to die today, where would you spend eternity, heaven or hell? God knows. He says in John chapter 3, verse 18, "He that believeth on him," that is Jesus, "he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." What this means is that if you die a lost sinner, you are already condemned to hell. In fact, there is nothing you can do to save yourself without the help of God. This also means that if you do nothing, you will spend an eternity in hell. There is a judgment that will decide your fate. The Bible plainly states in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." The fact that there is a coming judgment says that there is a penalty to be paid for sin. For the wages of sin is death. That's Romans 6, verse 23. The question is, who has sinned and is worthy of death? Romans chapter 3, verse 23 states this, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible also says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. It was your sin and my sin that brought death and strife into this world." The Bible shows us in Genesis chapters 1 and 2 that God created man in perfect innocence and in perfect peace with all life. Sin destroyed that perfection. The penalty for your sin and my sin is death. There is nothing you can do to avoid it. There is nothing you can do to get to heaven. There will be untold numbers in hell who have done thousands of good deeds. You cannot be good enough to get into heaven. God will not accept your works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say this, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now there is good news, folks. God has provided a way to escape the death penalty for sin. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord Jesus Christ said this in Luke 13, verse 3, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Repentance means a turning from sin and a turning to God. If you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God will grant you repentance unto life. That's Acts chapter 11, verse 18. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30, it states this, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts chapter 20, verse 21 calls for repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Without faith and repentance, there can be no salvation. Repentance is the joyful work of God in the heart of every believer. God has graciously provided the path to salvation and repentance for you through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16 states this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans chapter 5, verse 8 states this, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." It was through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary that salvation has come to all who will claim Christ as their personal Savior. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says this, "Without the shedding of His blood, there could have been no remission for sins." That's Hebrews 9:22. Where there is remission, there is God's pardon from the penalty for sin. It is a personal pardon for you, but you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, repent of your sin, and make a public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10, verse 10 puts it this way, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Now, who can be saved? The fact is that all can be saved. This means that today can be your day of salvation. Please turn to Jesus today. God does not care how good, bad, evil, or saintly you have been. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." That means that Jesus is the only way into heaven for the evil and the good. God is no respecter of persons, according to Acts chapter 10, verse 34. The Bible says this, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" That's Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and 14. So you must believe in your heart before you can call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. So how is it that we call upon the Lord for salvation? We come to God with a repentant heart and godly sorrow for our sin and just simply ask that God forgive us of our sin and save our souls. The only prayer or plea of a lost sinner that God will hear is a plea for mercy, and we call that mercy salvation. In Luke 18, verse 13, the lowly publican's heartfelt plea was, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." God heard that cry. God has been good to us. It is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. For the repentant sinner, we have the promise of God in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, which states this, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If you mean what you say, ask God. He will save you. Now, concludes the short presentation of this gospel tract that we have titled, "Where to, Hell or Heaven?" Can you answer the questions that we started out with this particular presentation? And those questions were, is this life all that there is? Then is there no more? If I die today, what will my end be? Do I cease to exist after death? And we've answered that in this very short presentation. And we would beg of you that if you're not saved, that you would come to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save you. All you've got to do is ask it in your words, and he will save you. I want to thank you for joining us today in this brief presentation.